Hello, hello. Welcome to yet another episode of Del Todo Podcast. My name's Amreen.
My name is Shweta.
And we are in the year of 2020. What a crazy year it has been, eh?
It really has. You know, there's not a single word that can encompass what 2020 has been so far. But you know what? Yep. We're here. Yep. We're all doing well. We're okay. Yep. And that's the main thing. And we're back.
Yes.
It's been a while, but we're back. And we're back with a new series.
Woohoo!
This is called the Underrated Series. Mm-hmm. So basically in this series, what we are going to do is we're going to talk about actors and actresses that we feel are underrated and that we feel that, you know, they didn't get the due that they deserved.
Interesting.
Yeah, and there's gonna be times when, you know, Amreen and I agree, and sometimes that we don't agree. So we're gonna have a discussion, and we're gonna let you guys figure out what do you think about these actors and actresses, you know, at the end of the podcast. So do let us know what you think, and if we changed your opinion, we would really love to hear about it. So in continuation of the Underrated series, today we will be discussing another actor or actress that we felt is underrated and did not get their due. Last time it was Sushmita Sen. This time it is a male actor.
Ooh.
And I know after hearing the person's name, you all might be like, wait, why him? And we will explain.
Yeah.
But let's, like, you know, let's hype it up a little bit, okay? So what year was it when this guy was coming out with his debut film?
It was 2000.
2000.
And it was very interesting because everyone was excited when this person was ready to be launched.
Yeah.
He had a very good debut. It was also co-starring with
another star kid.
Star kid.
So the scale of the debut was very big.
Absolutely.
But the debut did not yield the results that perhaps these young actors had expected.
Yeah.
And you might guess right now who this could be. We're talking about perhaps the biggest star kid that has been launched in the last decade in terms of the hype and in terms of the magnitude of the parent or the parents, I should say. And their career graph during their time.
What I mean, I remember how excited I was.
Yeah.
Because I am a fan of his father. But I think you're more fan of his... Fan of his father. Yeah. I think... Guys, side note, she's named after...
I named myself after this actor who we are naming sister.
Yeah.
So basically, I love their dad.
Yeah.
So we're talking about the one and only Abhishek Bachchan. So you guys might be wondering, you know, this is the Underrated series. Perhaps you were expecting that we're going to bring some obscure actors or actors that have been washed away from our memory. Why are we talking about Abhishek Bachchan? I guess this is something that we want to address right at the beginning. There's a lot of talk about nepotism these days, you know, and how it's like the cancer of society almost. That's what it seems like. Like, nepotism is the worst thing that could have happened to us. It seems like that. Everybody is against star kids, star families, lineages. And I mean, we get it because it's been a long time coming, and it does seem like these guys have like a monopoly over everything in Bollywood.
Right.
And I understand the outsider's perspective, but we want to argue that nepotism probably has done Abhishek more harm than good.
Absolutely.
It was so against him because of how big Amitabh was.
Right.
That he could never really compare to that. And I don't want to say that because he doesn't have the talent.
Yeah.
But I think because the aura and the personality of Amitabh is just so larger than life.
Yeah. And he did get the dream debut, you can say.
Yeah.
He came in J.P. Dutta's film, Refugee.
Period film.
With Kareena Kapoor.
Yeah.
So unfortunately, the film did not do well. Hmm. And coincidentally, the same year, I think Hrithik Roshan made his debut, and he became an overnight superstar.
Obviously, Abhishek Bachchan, there's nobody who doesn't know Amitabh Bachchan, right?
Right.
So right off the top of the bat, when you hear Abhishek Bachchan ka debut ho raha, Amitabh Bachchan's son, even by the surname, you know who the guy is.
Absolutely.
But for me, like when Hrithik Roshan's debut happened, my mom knew Rakesh Roshan.
Yeah.
I had no idea who he was,
frankly
speaking.
And even, like, and I think everyone kind of knew Rakesh Roshan in very, like, as a producer more than an actor. As an actor.
Like a director,
director, Koyla, producer, Koyla, and stuff like that. I didn't even know him. Like, and even his roles were very supportive more than lead for Rakesh Roshan. So when Hrithik Roshan came, I got to know about Rakesh Roshan because of Hrithik Roshan.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And I feel that I personally did not have as many expectations from Hrithik as
Absolutely.
I had from Abhishek.
Absolutely.
And I'm not saying right now that maybe Hrithik has yielded more results or not. I'm just saying that in that moment when they debuted, I did not personally expect Kahuna Pyar to skyrocket the way it did, and Refugee not to.
Exactly.
Refugee, like, the way it was even marketed, it was like an event.
Yeah.
Like, I took, like, my grandmother, everybody, we all went to watch Refugee.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it was a big
deal. The music was a huge hit. Everyone was so excited that Karishma sister Kareena Kapoor was there. Abhishek Bachchan.
And the music was nice, man.
The music was very nice, very nice. And everyone just expected, I think JP thought that was coming after Border.
And you know what? I think that there was also, like, because Kareena Kapoor also came from a really big family, it was, like, the two biggest, like, surnames in Bollywood were coming together.
Coming together,
and then also Kareena had left Kahuna Pyar Hai, like, you know? So there was also, it was, like, in my head as a kid, I was like, oh, she snubbed that film because obviously doing a film with Abhishek is better.
Yeah.
Why would she do a debut with this random Hrithik?
Random guy,
when she has the opportunity to do a JP Dutta period film with Amitabh Bachchan's
it's
son.
It's, like, the perfect launch, right?
Like, even I would leave Kahuna Pyar Hai.
Right, But like you said, I think, like, people had these skyrocketing expectations from Abhishek that, oh my God, he's just going to be like his dad.
Yeah.
And for a guy who's just, like, literally it's his first film, he's probably 24, 25, and, like, it's hard.
It's hard,
so hard on like on his shoulders to carry that up. And I think consistently he had that kind of treatment throughout his career. And we're gonna talk about some of his films.
Yeah, and we feel that, like, we gotta address the whole part about nepotism, because in our opinion, he suffered from reverse nepotism.
Yeah,
which is, like, the bad effects of being from a family where there's way too much expectations on your shoulders. Not taking away from the fact that he's talented or not, and I feel like that guy Abhishek, he's been through, like, the amount of trolling he gets online. People are like, ghar baithke rehta hai jab baap ko ja raha hai bechara 80 year old kamane ke
liye, and after stuff. Like, he got married to Aishwarya Rai,
right? Things got worse for him,
and he got even more trolled, like, okay, trophy wife or whatever, right? Like, now son and daughter and your wife kind of make the money and bread butter, whatever. It's so unfortunate, like, trollers are can be really rude and mean, and I really feel he's so talented. Like,
let's talk about a few of his films that we really liked that you guys have perhaps not seen. So basically, right from the beginning, I actually didn't like Refugee much, but I think it's because I was, like, 8 and I think the subject matter was a little, like, boring
boring,
but then, you know, a movie of his where I actually started liking him a lot was Tera Jadoo Chal Gaya. Tera Jadoo Chal Gaya. He was his second film. I liked him, man. He was a guy from Agra. And I think he was trying to play his dad a little bit in that role. Agra ka ladka and all that.
Agra mein sirf do hi cheez mashhoor hai. Ek Taj Mahal.
Aur dusre aap. I really liked that whole aspect of his. And I felt he was really endearing in that film.
Kaise lag rahi ho?
He was with Kirti Reddy.
Reddy, yeah.
It was a nice and fun, wholesome 2000s romance film.
Suniye, behen ji.
Yes. Are baap re. Behen ji speaking.
Yeah. He was perfect in my opinion. I liked him. He portrayed the rejection, love, everything that an 8-year-old would have wanted. I got in that film. And then came Bas Itna Sa Khwab Hai. Another film where he was playing, like, a chote shahar ka ladka. I think he's from Banaras in that film. So he's from a small town. He moves to the big town and he has a lot of hopes and aspirations to make it big. And he realizes that, you know, it's all a scam and basically goes back to his roots. So I thought he was really good in that too. He had nuanced acting. In my opinion, he's never been over the top in his beginning of his career, at least. And these were films that were wholesome and enjoyable, had good music, good moments, good romance, good drama, and they just didn't do well. And I don't understand what the audiences wanted. Like, I used to, like, me and my mom used to watch these movies and we loved them. And I don't know what did people want.
What did people want? And especially early 2000s, it was, like, about a wholesome family entertainer, which I think Abhishek really did get a good variety of, like, you know, films.
Like, even, like, Gayak Shri Premke, come on. It was a flop, but it was a good movie. I liked it, man. I guess there's a brand of people that like those type of films.
I actually like Main Prem Ki Diwani Hoon, and I know a lot of people.
I won't judge.
A lot of people would be like, what are you talking about? But if you actually look at the movie, it was not the greatest. But, like, there was Hrithik, who was so over the top.
Aapne kabhi machliyon ke beech underwater diving ki hai?
And Kareena
was... that is what you call overacting. Have you ever seen Abhishek do that?
Yeah, Abhishek doesn't do that. And I still remember watching that movie in the theater, and I was like, the first 2.5 hours, I was like, what is this? What's going on?
Arre chai to bigar jaiye, uncle.
With this whole Hrithik and Kareena. And Abhishek was in the second half of the film, I think maybe just for 45 minutes, you can say, when he came, onto the screen, and I was like, I still remember how happy and relieved I was. Like, he just, I really thought he overpowered both the actors, and he was so good. And I know his character was more subtle, and he was like, he had class.
I think he brought some like calmness to the insanity that script was.
No worries, uncle. No worries.
Of course, were my favorite parts of the film. Yeah. Like, legit.
So,
I
like, really which Prem ki Diwani are you? Okay.
Hi, I'm Prem.
So I like that. I liked him in Fir Milenge, very beautiful film. Starring Shilpa Shetty along with Abhishek.
Salman Khan was another film not a lot of people have seen.
Yeah. And I thought it was such a nice, important film. It was directed by Revathi. It was about AIDS, HIV positive.
First time I found out about all that too, guys.
She was 11 years old.
I don't know. I think I was 10 or 9 or something.
Dude, I was 15. How can you be 9?
Acha, okay.
Let's not disclose our age.
I was 10.
So even that was such a very nice movie. Yeah. He played a lawyer. Mm-hmm. Abhishek played a lawyer. And I think it was, again, a very different character, had a little bit of comic relief. He was so real. I think that was his fourth film, and I swear to God, like, how much I loved him in that movie as well. Mm. And I remember that critics really liked his performances. Mm-hmm. Because critics obviously, they wrote good things about it. Mm-hmm. It's just that the audiences just could not get it.
And I think also nobody went to see it.
Nobody went to
because
see it.
Because I think they knew the subject matter was heavy. You can't take your family to go watch it. Yeah. AIDS got discussion. You know, I think, I don't even know how I ended up watching it. My mom basically never read any reviews about films. It just took me, and that's how I found out about a lot of things. And so another film that we were talking about, what about Dumb Maro Dumb? Ti amo, mi ti amo. Another film not many people have seen, but I think it was like a decently, it wasn't like a flop, but it wasn't a hit. Like, it was somewhere in the middle, I think.
Dumb Maro Dumb was very interesting.
And he was playing a cop. Yeah. And why that is important is because his dad was known to play a cop. Like, an angry young man. Not even, like, you know, even Zanjeer and all those comparisons might come up.
Yeah.
But I think he held his own, and he was a drunk cop in that, whose wife had died. And he played that role really well, like the investigation. And I think that he carried it really properly on his shoulders.
Yeah.
It was a good film. Yeah, how come he never gets credit for these things?
Yeah.
I know this is going to sound like we're just complaining, why didn't he get his due? But the fact of the matter is that if you carefully look at his filmography, because a lot of people say, Abhishek Bachchan, what has he even done?
Yeah, you know? I think a lot of people have just forgotten him.
They have forgotten. And we wanted to talk about that too, that they're, like, it's not that he doesn't have any hits. I mean, there's Bunty or Bubbly.
Yuva.
There's
Guru. There's Dostana, which I thought he did a really good job. I think it was the life of Dostana. Everyone loved him in Dostana.
If it wasn't for him and Dostana, there was not enough energy in the film.
Absolutely.
I'm telling you.
Absolutely.
Us pehli mulaqat mein hi Kunal ne mujhe hazaron lakhon sapne dikhaye.
John was way too subdued.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Guru, I think he was brilliant in Guru.
Guru was like, and I know whenever we say Guru to people, they're like, Guru ke alawa kya tha, Bunty or Bubbly, right?
Yeah.
That film, there was nothing wrong with that film at all. He was so good in it.
Yeah.
What else? Even Kabhi Alvida Na Kehna.
Oh, yeah. I think he was the best actor in that whole film, that whole ensemble cast.
Yeah.
I think he acted just effortlessly. Like, he was so good.
Yeah.
Like, playing that, like, frustrated husband, and he also had that comic relief.
Yeah.
And then, like, you know, I think he and his emotions and, like, her emotional scenes and everything was so
good. The way he played the husband, I feel, me as a kid, even back then, walking out of it, I was like, why does Rani not like him? He's perfect.
Perfect.
He's funny, he's nice, he's caring. And you know what I mean? And he played that off effortlessly to the point where you feel like, why did she do that to him? Yeah. Like, okay, I understand maybe between Shah Rukh's character and Preeti's character, I get the issues.
Yeah, exactly.
But the fact that Rani did that, and I maybe they have designed it that way, maybe it was written that way for you to feel bad for Abhishek, but I felt it, man.
Yeah.
It's like, that guy did not deserve that, and that's because of the way he played it, right?
Yeah.
He's had his hits, man. He's had his fair share. Thus was a hit. You know, Bol Bachchan was good.
Bol Bachchan was
really big. And I know maybe it's more comedies, hobbies that he is into and he's excels at.
Yeah.
But then why not? I mean, Bluff Master is one people forget a lot. That was really
that's
good
such a
too.
Good film, yeah. Say now, you said it to me.
You know?
And he was so good.
And like, he's had his share of hits too. I mean, how many flops has Hrithik Roshan had in the middle patch? The Yaade phase.
Oh, yeah. Know? He had like 11 flops in a row.
And this guy had like 9. Abhishek had 9 maybe, right?
Yeah.
In a row.
Yeah.
So people have their shares of ups and downs. That is given. Shah Rukh has had it. Salman has had it. Yeah. Amir has had it.
Even Amitabh has had it.
You know? Rajesh Khanna has had it, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So like, there's nobody who's constantly like get churning out hits. Okay, maybe Ayushman. But okay, barring Ayushman from this conversation, I don't think we can take it away from him that he has had his set of hits too, you know? He's had his successes and he's had his solo successes, but then I don't know at what point, like you're saying, he got into this whole multi-star
ensemble like, cast and as a supportive actor.
Yeah. Like even Kabhi Alvida Kehna or like
even
Dostana,
he was
Dostana.
Yuva, Dostana, yeah.
Even like the recent Houseful, you know?
Abhi Abhishek. Yeah, I really think Houseful was,
But the thing is, for me, if I even know he's in an ensemble cast, I'm more likely to go watch that film because he's in it. Because I like him on screen.
Yeah.
And I don't know if it's because, you know, I've heard a lot of stories about him off screen where, like, people say he's really friendly, he's really nice, he's kind.
Sweet.
And I think that also plays a part in, like, my head where I'm like, he's a nice, approachable, genuine guy.
I like him. Yeah. So, like, I feel like over the time, I kind of forgot that he's Amitabh Bachchan's son, to be very honestly.
Mm-hmm.
Until unless you say Bachchan, okay, I'm like, oh, okay, yeah, he's Amitabh's son. But when I go on screen, when I go watch his movies, I really forget. And I feel he really is trying to make his own personality or his own kind of acting style.
He doesn't copy him. After perhaps Tera Razu Chal Gaya, he stopped that whole UP ka ladka and all
that. Absolutely. And I think he really, really has tried.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, the audiences were just not ready or they were just too hard on him.
What do you think it is? Like, because they did accept him in films like Bunty or Bubbly or Bluff Master, Yuva.
He did have a very good patch. Like you said, I think 2004, 2005, he was, like, on his prime.
Mm-hmm.
But did you know?
Yeah.
That, like, he actually did not even win an award for Guru.
You kidding me?
For Best Actor that year, 2007. Guess who won? Guess.
I'm too scared to guess because I feel like I know the answer. It had to be, like, either Shah Rukh or Hrithik or something, right? Like...
Yeah, it was Hrithik Roshan for Dhoom 2. Are you freaking kidding me?
Gosh.
Are you kidding
me? Just because he dressed up like Queen Elizabeth.
Can I have the gun, please, Patricia?
Yes, doesn't mean he deserves Best Actor in front of Guru.
Yeah.
What did he even do in Dhoom 2? And Abhishek was there too.
Yeah, in Dhoom 2.
And
yeah.
I think Abhishek was still better than Hrithik. Hrithik ne kya kiya Dhoom 2 mein?
Just because he did stunt.
Just because he had highlights and stuff.
Yeah, whatever, man. And I always feel like if you can actually compare Hrithik and Abhishek's career graph, and the only reason we're comparing because they started on the same year.
Yeah.
Like you said, Hrithik has actually more flops than Abhishek.
Mm.
If you actually look at it.
Mm.
Even now, present day,
do you think it's
overall,
just that Hrithik Roshan's hits became more hyped up? Like if it was a Koi Mil Gaya or a Jodha Akbar.
Exactly. Especially after Kahona Pyare, like no one expected him to be like a superstar.
Mm.
And now, literally, even like films like Koi Mil Gaya, where it was like a blockbuster.
Yeah.
Like, are you kidding
me?
Didn't
really have to. I mean, Jaadu is cool and all. But like, actually, I guess he did the Rohit wale acting well.
No, so no.
मैं बोर्नविटा पीता हूँ. मुझे देखिए, मैं 7th standard में हूँ, लेकिन मैं क्लास में सबसे लंबा हूँ. बोर्नविटा की वजह से.
Like you said, I think you're right. Hrithik Roshan was more hyped after his first success.
Yeah.
Like every Hrithik's
the body
movie.
And the it's the looks, man.
It's the looks.
Let's boil it down. It's the Greek god looks that apparently quote unquote that he has. And I'm not trying to hate on Hrithik because you know what, Loki, I love him a lot too.
Yeah.
But it's just like when you're comparing the two, I feel like okay, if you're gonna treat one person a certain way, treat the other person the same way too. But then again, entertainment industry, what do we expect?
Yeah, exactly.
Abhishek was never like the six pack guy, right? He was always like the guy next door.
Well, I like that guy. And it's so interesting because in the same around the same era, like I think Fardeen Khan made his debut in 97.
And we were talking about this that like Amreen and I definitely knew Feroz Khan, right?
Yeah.
We knew who that was coming into it. So we knew Fardeen Khan and all this. And Hrithik Roshan, I guess, was a surprise entry into this whole equation. Even like there was Tushar that came right after.
Yeah, Tushar came.
So again, going back to the nepotism wali baat, it's really evident that, I know this is an excuse that the star kids give, that, you know, okay, yes, we get a lot of chances, but uske baad it's up to the audiences to whether decide. They want to keep you in or not. And that's true, because an Aisha Deol, Fardeen, Tushar are all gone. And why? Because the audiences... Zayed Khan.
So I think reverse nepotism does exist.
Yes.
And I'm not taking it away that they don't have it easy.
Yeah.
They do. But they then, do. But look at Abhishek Bachchan. Like, unfortunately, we haven't given him a chance.
No.
And like, and even Manmarzia.
Yes.
That was his recent film. Hindi film. And I thought he was so good.
Are you from Ramji type?
Good. Yes. And it was so nice to see him on screen after so long.
Yeah, I was so very happy nice to see him again. Because, yeah. You know, I feel there's something about him. The screen...
presence, yeah.
Yeah, it's the screen presence. The screen loves him. Or maybe it's us that love him. But when he comes on screen, I like it. I enjoy it. I'm into it.
Yeah.
He doesn't lose my attention. And I don't think he's ever really... acted badly, as per what people say.
I don't think so.
I mean, okay. I mean, if there's people listening to this right now that feel that maybe Abhishek Bachchan has acted badly in any films, please let us know which films, because we really want to know the other side of it. Like, I want to understand the other side too.
I feel there's so many performances which, like,
really, and even Dhoom. You know, Dhoom. Let's talk about Dhoom. Dhoom was a big hit, right?
Dhoom was
one of his biggest hits to date. He was playing a very monotonous cop, but it was still so much fun to watch him. And I know as Dhoom 2, Dhoom 3 came, his role kept getting reduced as compared to like the antagonist in the film, which is not fair, because we need more Abhishek in our lives. I really feel all of us need more Abhishek. And, you know,
I know, and he didn't even have songs in Dhoom 3, right? He didn't even have a song.
Oh my god, they didn't give him a single song.
Yeah, I kind of felt bad. Like, okay, I get like Aamir Khan, but come on, yo.
Agar wo tez hain, hame unse bhi tez hona padega.
So what kind of roles do you think that he could have done, like, from other actors?
Yeah, like, we want to discuss this, like, because, you know, it's only fair, if we're saying that this person is such a good actor, then we should be able to translate or see him in other roles as well.
Yeah.
So, in my opinion, how about, like, a Zindagi Na Milegi Dobara? I know, again, it's an ensemble film, but let's give him, say, like, a Hrithik's role, you know?
Yeah.
What easily, do you think? He could have easily done that. And I feel like he would bring another dimension to it. Hrithik, perhaps. I mean, each actor brings their own thing to it. But why, he could easily have done something like that.
Yeah. I can so imagine him. I can so imagine him actually even doing Farhan Akhtar's role. Like, you know, a little bit of that comical.
Yeah. And I feel like even that confrontation scene between him and Nasir Shah, he would have been able to do that too.
Yeah.
What about like Abhir Deol?
Yeah, I think... why not?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that was such a hyped film. And, like, you know, all the three actors' roles were appreciated. Their acting was appreciated so much.
Yeah.
I think Abhishek could have easily fit into that.
Easily.
And we don't want to say that he only goes into, like, an ensemble cast. But we have, like... What else do you
like,
think?
Like, even back in that time, like, Vivek Oberoi was pretty big.
Yeah.
Like, in the 2000s, right? Like, who's the star's son around that time. Mm-hmm. And, like, even a Sathya, a movie, like, a rom-com like Sathya, I know Abhishek has worked with Rani quite a few times, and their chemistry was amazing.
Yeah.
So imagine, like, you know, like, even though Vivek Oberoi was really good in Sathya, but I think Abhishek can easily do a Sathya.
Easily. And you know the train station scenes and all that endearing stuff. Even the ladai jhagde. I think he's good at that too. Like, even like,
and I love how he emotes with his eyes.
Yes,
he does that with so much conviction. Like, he has a lot of, like, his eyes speak a lot. Yeah. Omkar was such a big film.
Mm-hmm.
I know we're coming back to an ensemble cast, but I feel like even the role of Omkar, like, that Ajay Devgn played, very different, very cool. Even, like, I think he could have even played, like, I know, like, people will say, like, Saif Ali Khan was really, really good in that film.
Yeah.
But even, like, if you gave him a little bit of villainous streak, like, I think Abhishek Bachchan...
I would really like to see him in a villain. Like, in a villain role.
Yeah, gray shade. Because that would be, like, really cool.
Yeah. And I know that might lend to his recent, like, web series that has come out, Breathe Into the Shadows. Which is, like, coming after the first Breathe, which was featuring R. Madhavan. This one is the second one with Abhishek. And for those of you that haven't seen it, there are shades of gray that he is portraying in this web series. We've seen the whole thing, Amreen and I.
Yeah.
And, I mean, what did you think of Breathe?
So, it was really nice to see him, like, on screen. And I mean, I did have little, like, problems with the script and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But overall, I thought he was good. But I feel that, you know, like, in an actor's life, a director is a huge, huge, huge part.
Yes.
So I feel like the director did not give him the right, you know, push or the right direction, you can say.
Guidance
and stuff,
yeah,
for him to bring out the best performance. But I still think Abhishek did, like, a good job, and it was a good debut. And
I really feel that, like, honestly, I expected more from the web series, from Breathe.
Yeah.
But the thing is that I was just really happy to see Abhishek, like you said. I was so happy that he got this chance to get, like, some kind of thriller, like a psychological thriller out there, because I feel like he would do really well in that. Because I believe he is capable of potential. More.
And I feel the role as such was also very half-baked. Like, it wasn't really well thought of and stuff. So that was more of the character sketch and scripting.
Yeah.
But I feel like if he was...
The role or the roles? I mean...
Hint.
Right? I think the takeaway that we're trying to give you is that please, if you can, if you've got time, go again and watch his films and don't think about him as Amitabh Bachchan's son.
Yeah.
Just watch it for who he is and then come back and tell us, do you really think that he's a bad actor? Do you really think he doesn't deserve, you know, all the chances that he's gotten or to be where he is right now, you know?
Yeah.
He's a humble guy. You never hear anything about him being rude to people or shoving it in their face that he is the Amitabh Bachchan's son, which he really could be
so
flaunting. Amreen has actually met him in real life.
He's so nice.
Let us know about that.
Yeah, like you know, like when he came inside the room for the interview, like he actually introduced himself to us. He's like, "Hi, I'm Abhishek," and I'm just like, "I know who you are, but thanks." But that's just so kind, and I think that's like the Bachchan etiquette. So I think he's been raised really well. He's like a gentleman. He's funny, and he's such a sweet guy.
Yeah.
Like I'm just saying, it's just unfortunate. Like he just had a lot of pressure on his plate, but I still feel he's gonna come back.
Yeah.
I think he has a lot more to offer.
Yeah.
And like you know, hopefully with the right scripts and stuff like that. I mean, he's not gone yet for sure.
He has another web series that's coming out soon called Big Bull.
Yeah.
And we're looking forward to that because, you know, like with our first episode subject, Sushmita Sen, we feel that like the web series industry, you know, all of the stuff that's coming up because of COVID, it's giving people a chance, a second innings, I guess you could say, films or into web series, into TV shows, and it's letting them explore their talent a little bit further.
Yeah.
We're hoping that Abhishek Bachchan gets the same chance, and that, you know, I know the climate right now is so anti, even Karan Johar, Alia Bhatt, Ananya Pandey, these new age kids, Sara Ali Khan, are getting it very, very bad. Like, I don't think Abhishek also got his share of trolling, but Aajkal Jo Ho Raha Hai,
It's really bad, and
while I really understand how difficult it is for people like us or people that have no connections to even, like, you know, get our foot into the door, even finding the door is so hard, man.
Yeah.
I really get it. But the fact that these people are born into it, man, it's not their fault, first of all.
Yeah.
Second of all, you grow up to do what you've seen around you 9 times out of 10.
Yeah.
You know? 9 times out of 10, if your whole family is involved in something, you're likely to go into the family business.
Absolutely. And if you see, that's in every single profession.
Exactly.
If you're a son or a daughter of a businessman, like, obviously you got to get into the same environment.
Doctors get children, doctors. Mostly lawyers get children, lawyers.
Exactly.
And we've seen this in our real lives. So it's not just like, humne suna hai. You know, like people say it, but...
It's legit and it's so natural. So it's not their fault. And I'm not taking everything away.
Yeah.
And I totally
believe... We really don't want to like say we're not on any side right now.
Of course, I do not believe that nepotism rocks.
I think that is how it just works. If you are not good, if the audiences don't relate to you, you are going to get wiped out. Audiences didn't relate to Isha Deol or Tushar Kapoor or Zayed Khan. And they're out now. And that's how it works. Okay, maybe chances are easier. But you know what? It's getting better. It's getting better for everybody else. And we feel that perhaps if he wasn't an Amitabh Bachchan's son, if that tag wasn't associated to him, who knows where he would be today.
Yeah.
You know, we want to know if you agree with us, if you feel that we changed your opinion. I mean, we discussed a few of his films, we discussed him as a person, we discussed nepotism, which is like a hot topic right now. And I know a lot of people, when you don't agree with it, they get very, very, very like upset.
Yeah.
And if any of you guys are trolling Abhishek, please stop. It's not nice. Yeah. And you know what I like? He gives like fitting replies to people.
Yeah,
he
does not. He's so cute.
And the thing is, he knows people are gonna see what people have said to him because he's replying, obviously, right? He's not scared of that. And that takes guts, man. Yeah, hoti, I would have just like turned off social media.
I would have disabled social
media. And I'd have a secret account.
Yeah.
Like I wouldn't be able to take it. It's laughing.
Be like Shweta123.
Yeah, at gmail.com. Don't email her, guys.
Really do good rom-coms too. Yeah. Like the chemistry he puts out with his co-star.
Yeah.
Very nice. Like obviously we talked about Rani Mukherjee.
Yo, I thought they were gonna get married, man.
Yeah.
I mean, I know Ashwarya is with him, I should say.
Yeah.
They're married, they have a beautiful daughter. But you know, I don't know, Rani and him had this chemistry.
Yeah,
I guess it's like a Kajol Shahrukh thingy where like of course they're married to other people, but like, you know, that
Subha
chemistry.
Aditya.
Yeah, man. It's always Aditya. No, I'm kidding.
Okay. Aditya, we like
Aditya,
you. He's funder film.
I know, right?
But yeah, and I think he even did like, okay, like even as a film like Hum Tum, everyone's like, wait, what? He was in Hum Tum?
Yeah, wait, who? Are you guys not talking about Saif? No, we're talking about Abhishek.
Abhishek, he plays a very small role. I think like a 10-minute role.
Yeah.
But, like, he basically plays Rani Mukherjee's husband, who actually dies in an accident. But you feel it, man. The 10-minute... And actually, if you look at it in the movie, that was Saif Ali Khan's character's turning point. Because the talk that Abhishek Bachchan gives him.
Yeah.
That, like, oh, even I was a player. But, you know, this is also, like, the commitment part is also something very beautiful.
Yeah.
And you will understand it when you get someone.
So, another thing that we want to mention for the OG nostalgia fans.
Woo!
The nostalgic fans that are out there. What about films that Amitabh and Abhishek have done together?
Yeah.
Father and son films. And you know, even that, I feel like there's a lot of pressure associated because, you know, when your dad is Amitabh Bachchan, even trying to share the screen with him, it's kind of risky, you know? I don't know if that's like the safest thing to be doing out there. Yet he did a Banti or Bubbly. He did Sarkar.
Yeah.
He did, what else was there out there? Pa.
He was in
like
it?
Not his dad, Pa, but like the film Pa, right?
He was in Pa?
He was the Pa.
Oh, yeah.
I remember. I keep forgetting. And Kabhi Alvida Kehna. And I think in all of these films, which are differing genres, he was able to hold his own in front of Amitabh Bachchan, which is not an easy task, you know? To stand up and to be able to, like, you know, hold the screen with Amitabh, it's not easy. And in Pa, he actually played Amitabh's father, which is, I think that was somewhere in the Guinness Book World Records where that was the first time, like, a father and son played the son and father. So basically, the father was playing the son's role, the son was playing the father's role.
Dad, I have a son. Yeah!
And I think he was good in Pa, man. The whole role of a frustrated father who can't help his son. It was comic. There was comic relief and all of that in there. And he also won a national award for producing that film, which I don't think many people know. He's won Best Supporting Actor three times for Yuva, Sarkar, and Kabhi Alvida Na Kehna. There was consecutively. And then he only got, as we have mentioned, he only got a nomination for Guru. But he has won a national award for producing Pa, which I think Pa was a really good film. I don't know how I forgot Pa.
Pa was a good film
and he acted really well, man.
I love his screen presence. I love when they're actually together.
They're really good together.
Yeah.
Even in Kabhi Alvida Na Kehna.
The chemistry.
Although, like, I don't know what he was playing. Sexy Sam. I hated that.
Sexy Sam.
I hated it so much. Who does that?
Yeah, I thought it was very shady.
Yeah.
But maybe
still,
that's Scarlett
that chemistry,
real life.
Man.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's because it's their real father-son, but they got a really good chemistry.
Yeah,
I think they got to exploit it.
I actually like them even in Bunty or Bubbly. Like,
yes.
I mean, that was a cop.
Oh, yeah.
He was
that
con,
was so much
so
fun. Kajrare was so much fun to watch.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And I think one of the biggest reasons why Kajrare was a hit is also because of all three of them together. Like
family even, values.
Family values. Kajrare, Kajrare, tere kare, kare.
Even if we look at Shah Rukh Khan, who has worked with Amitabh Bachchan many times, I feel like Abhishek Bachchan is somehow able to match him way better than even a Shah Rukh, who has such a huge personality on his own too. So, I mean, come on. Let's think about all these factors and put them all together and give the guy another chance.
Yeah.
And, you know,
yeah.
Everybody watch Breathe. Let us know what you think. also watch Big Bull. That's going to be coming out sometime soon.
Yeah, I'm so excited for that one.
Yeah, and that. We want to know what you guys think. Were we able to change your mind? Woo! Do you still feel a certain way about Abhishek? Let us know what you think. We really want to know. You know what? If by some miracle you listen to this, Abhishek, you will know there that there are people out there that really like you. We want to see you come back again and again.
Please
and
doing more work.
Please. Yeah, just please keep trying and keep at it, man, because we're there. We want to watch you. And there's a lot of people that genuinely like him too. We just all got a band together.
Yeah,
you know, we're gonna have a park meetup soon.
Park meetup.
Abhishek fans reunite. So winding it up, my name is Shweta
and my name is Amreen,
and you are listening to Dil To Podcast Hai. This is the return of Dil To Podcast Hai in 2020 with the underrated series, and we will be back next time with another actor or actress that we thought was underrated. And we'll see you then. And
until next time, take care.
Take care, guys. See you soon.
Bye.
Happy 2020. Not really. Bye.